Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We will continue to monitor, but CNN is reporting that they have sources suggesting the United States is considering a strike on Iran. If that happens during the body of this show, we will, of course, bring that to you live. Jaws is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, Dana,
yes,
right?
Yes, please. I'm aware.
I have in front of me 50 fun facts. Oh. We're not going to read them all.
I've got all kinds of time.
About Jaws that you may or may not have known.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The mechanical shark Bruce.
Yes. Was named after.
Go ahead.
Steven Spielberg's lawyer.
Bruce Raymer. That is correct.
There's nothing I don't know. I'm obsessed with Jaws.
Jaws was nominated for 4 Oscars and won how many?
1.
Mm-mm. 3. Mm. Who was Jaws' first victim?
Pippin, the black lab dog, followed by... Oh, yeah, the woman. The woman on the beach that wasn't the islander at the very beginning, the blonde. She was drunk. She went in. It did not end well for her.
Susan Backlinney.
Yeah, I didn't remember her name.
And she was, by the way, to make it the bobbing up and down in the water.
Yes, they
was
used men underwater.
And two ropes.
And they broke her ribs while filming.
Hmm. How many victims are there, including the dog, of Jaws?
All right. 1, 2, then there's the dead guy under the boat. Then there's Quint at the end. Then there's the guy that loses his leg. And then there's...
Don't forget the dog.
5, 6.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm telling you, I'm obsessed. Poor Pippin.
Where was Jaws mostly filmed?
Martha's Vineyard.
That is correct. Brody, is that a major character in the movie?
Yes, Chief Brody.
Okay, who originally lobbied for that and did not get it?
Ooh.
Major name at the time.
Was it Burt Reynolds or something?
Not.
I don't
it
know.
Not.
I don't remember.
It was Charlton Heston.
Oh, wow.
When was Jaws first shown on television?
1972.
No, because it didn't come out till 75.
Oh, television.
Yes.
I thought you meant like in the theaters.
No, it was shown in the theaters in 1975, hence it's the 50th
anniversary. Oh, TV, it would have been the 80s.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Do you remember Jaws 3D? Oh my God.
That was the first Jaws I ever saw.
Yeah.
And the last one I ever saw because it was so terrible.
Remember the glasses?
Everybody
else sat around like
wear those glasses
dorks and put the glasses on?
It was dumb.
Okay, more trivia, please.
How much did Jaws cost to make?
Ooh.
It's not a lot.
$200,000.
$12
million. Oh.
But it grossed $267 million.
And counting.
Is Hooper a big character in the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that Jeff Bridges, John Voight, and Timothy Bottoms all were considered for that role?
It launched the career of Mr. Holland's Opus, Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss, that's right. The movie rights for Jaws. Now these are now we're getting way into the woods here, so I don't expect you to know these. But the movie rights for Jaws were purchased for what amount of money?
From Peter Benchley's book?
Correct.
Gosh, is it something stupid like
$20,000? $175,000.
Wow.
The movie grossed $276 million.
I've read the book as well. It's good.
Okay. And by the way, Jaws was first shown, I don't know if we ever got to this, on TV in 1979. In the original novel, Hooper has an affair with whom?
Chief Brody's wife.
That is correct.
Boom.
Wow. Jaws was based on an actual incident on the Jersey Shore that occurred in this year, where a rogue shark killed four bathers. There is a similar scene in the movie.
1950s?
1916.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. 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 And the film was originally scheduled for a 55-day shoot. It took 159 days to film the movie.
I told you, because the shark kept failing, and the water and the temperature where they filmed it in the, wasn't in the summer, were freezing.
Oh, wait, so when did it air on TV for the first time?
1972, 3 years before it came out in theaters and was ever filmed. 1979, Sam.
Thank you.
Murray Hamilton, who played the sleazy mayor of Amity.
Oh, yeah.
Was chosen based on his resemblance to whom?
He's just so smarmy. I don't know.
Richard Nixon.
Oh, wow.
And how many sequels were there to Jaws?
Probably four.
There were three.
Two of them should not have been.
Jaws 2, 3, and 4.
Don't forget 3D.
Jaws 2, 3D, and 4. How old was Spielberg when Jaws was released?
Oh, God, he was so young. 27.
28. Very good. The Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, has announced that Bishop Miege High School president, I'm going to butcher this name, Philip Banowitz.
Well, they butchered the handling of it, so that's apropos.
Has been restricted from all active ministry due to allegations of inappropriate behavior with a minor. Earlier this month, Archbishop Sean McKnight announced that the executive committee of Bishop Miege Board of Trustees decided to place Banowitz on administrative leave amid reports concerning his ability to oversee a safe environment. The Archbishop said he supported the committee's decision for the well-being of the school.
Parents are furious.
Are they?
Well, what did they know and when did they know it? It's the age-old story.
Right. Joel Schramp is now serving as the interim president at Bishop Miege. All right, interesting story here. Millennials have a new obsession. They are making their own funeral montages while they're still young and still good looking.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds dark, but a growing number of 30-somethings want to be prepared for the worst and also remembered as being at their hottest. Mm-hmm. So more of them are picking the shots themselves along with the music for what is typically turning out to be a 25-minute long in memoriam video.
How much time would one have to have on their hands to create your own in memoriam video in your 30s, which is about as dark and macabre as it gets? That is just weird, and it's narcissistic, and it's...
You probably don't have kids, and if you do, they're very young.
Let's say that you live until age 100. Do you honestly think that the technology is going to translate? No, that's going to be the VHS tape when you're finally dead.
I still have a cassette player at home. Actually, I have two.
Do you really?
Yes.
Remember popping out the tabs, and then when you wanted to record over it again, you would put the tape over the tab?
Yeah, put the tape over it, yeah.
Those were the days.
Sam's like, I have...
He has no idea.
Popping out the tabs.
What would be your funeral montage song?
So Alive by Love and Rockets.
No, you cannot play I'm So Alive, but that would be funny.
I'm alive. So, so, so alive.
What is yours, Sam?
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. No, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. Also, are they not factoring in the fact that they're going to change a lot in the next 50 years?
Yes. And
that's the point.
The people that remember you at your funeral probably remember you the way you looked when you died, not the way you looked when you guys were all kids.
Do you know what else? Do you know how much someone changes between 30 and 50? And 70?
Yes, I do, Dana. Yeah, sadly, I do.
I do. You would look back. It's sort of like your old Facebook posts. You just cringe. If I know you're going to be dead, so you're not going to care. But if you could watch, you would be cringing at what your 30-year-old self said and looked like in those photos as a more mature, seasoned adult who stopped breathing.
Thank you, Dana. I forgot how death worked.
Well, did you die of death?
Well, most people do.
100% okay. of the time.
Most people do die of death.
I figured out my song.
Okay, what is it?
So sexy, it hurts.
I think I would want one funny song like that and then one serious song that makes everybody cry for a minute.
I would probably go the cry route, if we're being honest.
Really?
See You Again by Wiz Khalifa. Charlie Puth.
This wow. is the most morbid conversation.
That's dark, Sam.
Although there are people that will plan every detail. You know, you want it the way you want it, even though you're not really enjoy it.
I think if I knew I was dying, like the doctor finally said, hey, you've got terminal cancer.
Yeah.
You know, you've probably got 6 months
would
to live.
Would you go skydiving? Mountain climbing?
I'd definitely go Rocky Mountain climbing. Probably try to go
2.7 seconds.
Yeah, probably.
Speak sweeter, love deeper.
Yep.
Would you give forgiveness you've been denying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing you can do.
You guys ruin every decent conversation. You know that?
Now, what's honest, more morbid,
no,
though,
no,
Scott?
No.
See You Again by Wiz Khalifa or Celebration by Kool and the Gang?
No, that just makes me feel like it's Friday and we can get out of here.
I think Celebration
I'd
by Kool
I'd be like,
Kool
that's my
fine.
Cue to get up and leave.
We're aware.
Why is Dana leaving so early? they play Kool and the Gang.
If you don't know me by now.
You will never, ever know me.
Ooh.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seriously. A quick update that I just saw on KNBC, worth passing along. We covered this as breaking news at the top of the show yesterday. Turns out mechanical failure, some sort of mechanical issue, and left engine failure led to that small plane at New Century Airport landing on the roof yesterday. Very minor injuries. Everybody's fine. Everybody got out okay that was in the building.
How did he land on the roof?
I don't know. They didn't get into that.
They finally showed some pictures of the other side of the building. Initially, all we were getting was pictures of the front of the hangar with the plane just perched perfectly on the roof. When they showed pictures of the flip side of the building, you can see where the plane actually kind of hit the side of the building.
Yeah.
And then just the momentum took it up onto the roof.
And then another update. As of this afternoon, investigators in India are studying the black boxes of that Boeing 787 Dreamliner after recovering them from that aircraft's wreckage to try and figure out what the heck happened in that crash that left at least 270 people dead. That's going to provide the cockpit conversations, all of the data, the control sensors, all of that stuff. I think we'll know with this one relatively quickly what was going on with that plane.
When was that last week?
Yeah.
Just last week?
Yeah.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia, a physician charged along with four others in the death of actor Matthew Perry, has pleaded guilty today to his role in the substance abuse that contributed to the Friends star's tragic passing. Plasencia, also known as Dr. P, pleaded guilty today to four counts of distribution of ketamine, according to court documents. He faces up to 40 years in prison.
You don't remember they were making fun of Matthew Perry's addiction?
Called him a moron in one of the
texts. Messages back and forth.
Yeah.
Let's see how much we can fleece this guy for.
Well, they fleece this moron for is
have,
what
have
they
said.
Have
fun wearing orange. Bye.
So one of the legal experts on the Today Show this morning said he's unlikely to get 40 years because what's happening here is they're flipping defendants against each other. So he pleads guilty to four counts of distribution of ketamine. You know, I don't know what they're going to agree to, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15, whatever, but you've got to flip on the other four. And Dr. P, by the way, that last name is rather unfortunate. Plasencia sounds kind of like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plasencia. I'm sorry. That's the way this brain works. Lawyers for R. Kelly are alleging the singer overdosed last week on medication given to him by prison staff.
Yeah, I saw this. Are they trying to say that he was poisoned by his own medication?
Well, interesting question. The singer's legal team in a June 17th filing, so today, obtained by USA Today, claims that after being placed in solitary confinement, prison staff provided him with an overdose quantity of medication on June 12th. Compared to his normal anxiety and sleep medication dosage. According to the filing, Kelly was rushed to the hospital on June 12th. On June 13th, he was forcibly removed from Duke University Hospital in Durham against medical advice. He's 58 years old, serving a 30-year sentence for racketeering and sex trafficking. He's serving his time in Butner, North Carolina. The lawyers say leading up to the alleged overdose, R. Kelly was placed in solitary confinement on June 10th against his will shortly after his team filed an emergency motion. In that motion, Kelly's team claimed that the bureaus of prisons officials there allegedly devised a plot to have him killed by another inmate. Then in the early morning hours of June 13th, according to the filing, R. Kelly woke up feeling faint and dizzy. So are they trying to kill him, allegedly, or are they trying to have somebody at the prison kill him, allegedly?
I don't know.
I don't know that I have a lot of sympathy for him. I'm not wishing him death. A new king now reigns in TV land. Streaming has officially surpassed broadcast and cable.
Wow.
As a share of total television viewing, according to Nielsen. Last month, in May, streaming accounted for 48.8% of viewership, while broadcast, 20.1%.
Yep.
Cable, 24.1%. Together, they represent 44.2%. Streaming is 44.8%.
You know why? Incredible content.
Yep.
It comes down to incredible content that people are willing to pay for whether that's a monthly subscription or whether you're streaming shows that we tell you run Do Not Walk, it you can watch it anytime, anywhere, and so, it's good stuff. When was the Oscars where it started to turn where, and maybe it was the Emmys as well, where more things on stream were winning things outside of traditional?
And now that's basically all
it
is.
All of it. Look at Severance. Look at, I mean, name any one of your favorites.
When was the last time an over-the-air broadcast show won an Emmy?
What's the one about the school teachers?
That
one.
It's on ABC.
Yep.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't watch a lot of terrestrial television anymore.
Abbott Elementary.
That always wins. And then everything else seems to be straight.
Well, and you know, tonight when we go home, we're going to do Wheel and watch somebody get overly competitive and angry.
Right.
And then we're going straight to Netflix to watch the final episodes of Trial 4, which, by the way, was my Run Do Not Walk earlier. It's fantastic.
I've never had cable myself. Obviously, I had cable in the house growing up as a kid, but I've never had cable in my life.
How do you watch sports?
Either an app or I'll find a way.
Okay. What does that mean, Sam?
There are ways to acquire streams without paying for them.
Are you breaking the law?
I am not breaking the law. The people broadcasting said product are breaking the law.
How are they breaking the law? They paid for the rights.
That's like when you go because and you steal a car, you say, well, it wasn't my fault. It was the dealership's fault for leaving it out there.
Oh, you're saying that somebody is like Facebook living a Royals game on FanDuel or
they
something.
Are the ones breaking the law. I am just viewing their law breaking.
Why would somebody rebroadcast a copyrighted game?
You know, I've never understood why they do it, but I certainly enjoy it.
And how does one find somebody who is breaking the law by rebroadcasting a copyrighted live sports broadcast?
Well, if you're like me and you don't have cable, you find them.
Can we look this up? Do you remember when we were little, you would put in the VHS tape and it would say FBI under penalty of life in prison.
No public
if you
viewing
re-record this and pirate it, piracy. Laws are here to protect everyone. But it would say on the VHS tapes, like, the FBI is coming to get you if you do this.
If you even record it, which we all did.
Was anyone ever charged and convicted under that silly little thing? No, I shouldn't say silly because it was a law.
Right.
But, I mean, jaywalking's also against the law, but, you know.
But how many movies? All right. Let's do a little nostalgia here. How many movies could you get on a VHS blank tape?
Three
2-hour movies.
Sam, you were born in the wrong decade. It was
glorious. Because we did.
So, by the way, that is actually breaking the law. Me watching it, not breaking the law.
913
criminals.
I'm going to look up. We'll tell you when you get back. Has anyone ever prosecuted under those laws?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Being a little bit harsh, don't you think, Sam? I mean, we were just watching videos that other people recorded and mailed to us in a country I'm not allowed to name.
Did you remember, Scott, there was a Supreme Court decision 5-4 in 1984, 5-4, the Supreme Court upheld a consumer's right to, quote, record TV shows and ultimately other video content for personal use.
We just
all do it now. Well, not necessarily, not if it was HBO. What people were doing was putting a VHS tape in their recorder, mm-hmm. hitting play and record, and then someone sued. My guess is one of the networks or one of the, you know, TV mogul people, and said, no, people are ripping off our content. The Supreme Court, in a narrow decision, ruled that you as a customer of television have the right to DVR something, basically modern day DVR.
Yeah, it was a poor man's DVR back in the 80s, but you were already paying presumably for the HBO or Showtime service, and therefore you're just recording what you're already paying for.
I know, but you realize how controversial it was back then, where they were saying people, you and I at home when we were doing that, were somehow stealing content, and the court narrowly disagreed.
What did the people think we were doing with those TDK cassettes?
I don't know.
Exactly 10 lines on each side,
right,
to write 10 songs down.
I don't know.
Because every record back then had 8 to 10 songs on it.
You were recording your own music.
No, I was recording Jason Spencer's music and taking it home.
Listen now to this. Testifying before Congress in 1982, the then president of the Motion Picture Association of America, Jack Valenti, proclaimed, I say to you that the VCR is the American film producer and the American public as the Boston Strangler is to the woman home alone. My God.
I think the biggest issue is the redistribution.
Or the public showing of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they even say that during Royals games.
But like, if you were to buy a pirated disc, is that also breaking the law?
Yes.
Yes, of course it is.
Okay. Yes.
By the way, we're expecting some pretty rough weather here in the not too distant future. Looking at the radar, there is a line of storms right around Lawrence, south to Baldwin City.
That's a big, mean blob.
Do you know it is. Wichita had 100 mile an hour wind gusts last night?
Yes, I saw that.
A 101 mile hour wind gust.
So we have a number of things happening. I'm not ready to talk about one that I'm conversing with boss about at the moment, but I will in a minute. Michael in Independence. Michael, hello.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
In the early 80s, when the whole Beta VH thing came out, there used to be these little bitty tiny mom and pop places. One was called Roscoe TV in Independence. It was next to Archer Creatures Fish and Chips, if anybody remembers that. What he was doing was he was buying the original, making copies. He started his own video club, and then he would rent those out off the ones he copied. So he was making profit off that. He ultimately got a huge fine and went to prison.
He got a huge fine and went to prison?
Yes, because what he was doing was he was going to the movie copies or wherever, however you bought them back then. He would buy the original, copy it 10, 15, 20 times, and he started a membership club. And the way I knew this, my father was a member, where you paid like $500 a year to be in, and then you paid to rent a movie because there was no Blockbuster or what have you back then. So he was renting the copies, and that's breaking the copyright law. So he made a lot of money for a long time.
Yeah. Michael, have you ever been in a theater, like, I don't know, years ago, where someone comes in with, like, a tiny little video recorder, like the old crappy video recorder that we all had for like our weddings and the births of children? What do you call those little flip recorders, Scott? You know, the little ones.
Camcorders. Camcorder.
Have you ever been in a movie theater where someone pulled one of those out and started like bootlegging the film, like holding it?
I auto recorded Star Wars in the movie theater. I made an audio recording. I took it to school and played it for everybody.
Pretty sure that's illegal too, Michael.
Yeah, but I think I was like 9.
Okay, partner. Do appreciate it. Oh, the days. I still have, I think, one. TDK cassette where I recorded a couple of records, one on side A and one on side B.
Okay.
And I wrote down all the songs on side A and all the songs that would appear on side B. I'm going to go look for that tonight when I get home.
You lawbreaker.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I can even tell you what albums it is. It's Helix, Walking on the Razor's Edge, and Van Halen 1984.
I will tell you that Dan Weinbaum has in his possession one of my very first.
No, I thought this was going to be a surprise.
How does she know?
He's got it. He did it for me.
But does Scott know?
Oh, yeah, I've known this. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well,
Dan has in his possession a VHS tape that I gave him that I recorded at age 19. And he was trying to put it on some sort of, you know, like the file was too big to send to us, Sam.
Yeah.
And when you play yours, Scott, we're going to find one from you. I know we can find one. We're going to find one of mine and we're going to play it on the air and it's going to be cringe-inducing.
I sound like I'm being sped up.
I sound like I'm Minnie Mouse. Dan has watched it, and he said, quote, it's glorious.
The bank building went out in a huge cloud of dust, but underneath the dust is a huge mess. 13 intern Dana Wright continues our special coverage of the implosion.
I hate you, Sam. You're grounded.
After the successful implosion of downtown's First National Bank, officials are facing a different kind of challenge, cleaning up the mess.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it!
Within seconds, the former 14-story complex transformed into a great big pile of metal, cement, glass.
And what should we not forget?
The marble. Dust!
And let's not forget the dust. A little bit since the First National Bank dropped out of Topeka's skyline, but for some, the real work is just beginning.
Well, we'll start cleaning up the debris pile tomorrow. The goal today is just get the streets cleared so everybody can have business.
All right. I hope
you're
happy.
Great B-roll audio there.
Yeah. Really good.
Do we need to get Busby on?
How old were you? Well, no, because he's on TV right now, so I don't think he can join us.
I was 18.
But even though the major cleanup starts tomorrow,
I was crews in high school.
Today, according to one KPL official, two electric crews, two gas crews, three construction crews, and four surveyors are all working together to get things cleaned up.
Very important to know how many surveyors exactly are going to be on the scene. I believe there are four.
You know what the worst part about that was? I don't even know where to begin with the worst part. The worst part was in that report, I donned a hard hat. I was a mile away from where anything was coming down. The day before it came down, I donned a hard hat.
Well, you didn't want to get hurt.
And let's not forget the dust.
Things fall out of the sky all the time. Sharks, I love love time.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
And let's not forget the dust.
Did you watch Trainwreck?
No.
About Woodstock 99?
No.
Oh, You guys are going to love it. I'm telling you. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has been rushed to a hospital by ambulance in Washington, D.C. She is conscious at the hospital and is speaking. That's all we got.
What is going on with the culinary genius? Very, very popular.
Anne Burrell?
Yes. So what happened?
I'm getting word that she may have passed.
She just was.
I can't find that, though.
KNBC 9 News officially reporting worst Cooks in America host and Food Network star dies at 55.
At 55. This is from TMZ.
Yeah, TMZ's got it.
EMS personnel received a call from a woman in need of assistance Tuesday morning after she was found unresponsive inside her Brooklyn home. Paramedics were unable to revive her, declared her dead at the scene. Autopsy will determine cause of death. She trained at the Culinary Institute of America, graduated in 1996. If you don't know her name, you know her face from the Food Network shows. She had Secrets of a Restaurant Chef. She appeared on the Iron Chef series. She had this shock of
white hair.
Fabulous white hair.
Yeah.
God bless her. 55. My goodness.
Believe you me, being 54, that's young. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling ABC News that targeting Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei would end, not escalate, the ongoing fight between Israel and Iran that erupted late last week. When asked by ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl about reports from ABC News and other outlets that the President of the United States rejected an Israeli plan to assassinate Iran's Supreme Leader, concerned that it would escalate the conflict, Benjamin Netanyahu replied, "It's not going to escalate the conflict. It's going to end the conflict." We are getting word this afternoon that more missiles have just been launched from Iran, headed toward Tel Aviv. We'll keep you posted on that. And I hate doing this because we don't know anything officially yet, but there's apparently a lot of chatter on Twitter, X, whatever, that the president, our president, is going to have some sort of address or comment to the nation coming up shortly, but we have not received any official word from the White House or anybody who works for the president on that as of yet.
And really quick, just a little bit closer to our neck of the woods, you know, we joke about the words weather aware. You need to be weather aware. I don't think that we sometimes goof on that. Today's not one of the days to do that. The National Weather Service out of Wichita has flash flooding warnings right now for around McPherson, that area. Mm-hmm. All of that is marching north and east toward us.
Or it's just passing Lawrence as we speak.
There's a severe thunderstorm warning for like Park City, for Valley Center. So just be aware. Tell the kids. Know your plan. Have your plan. Know where to go, what you're doing.
So we've watched with amazement the development over here west of us in Merriam. At the old Kmart site.
Right.
The Merriam
That's
Grand
where they
Station.
Had a plan yeah. to develop something, and then they did.
They did it.
Like within months.
Yeah.
Like one day I was driving by there and there wasn't anything there. And then the next day I drove by and there were things there.
So last night, the Merriam City Council approved the next phase of this project, $120 million development project. You may notice as you're driving home, the Johnson County Library that used to be on the north side of Shawnee Mission Parkway is being torn down.
Is that where Trader Joe's is going to go?
It doesn't say specifically if it's a Trader Joe's in this story.
Maybe Trader Joe's is PV. I read there's a new one coming.
But the city did approve all 13 items presented during the special meeting, including planning and zoning for some general obligation bonds.
Merriam's not messing around. And that development right there is gorgeous.
It's great. I was there the other day having coffee with a friend.
And no offense to like the Pegasus restaurant that used to be over there, the Kmart, it was Blight.
It was at the Merriam City Hall meeting last night. At the very end of the meeting, they announced that Trader Joe's has filed a building permit with the city of Merriam.
So that would be
because
this story just said, which includes a new grocery store. I'm assuming that's the Trader Joe's and another apartment complex.
Could we also just mention as we go to break, right before the Royals game, the Arkansas baseball pitcher who pitched the historic no-hitter in the College World Series, woo pig suey, whatever that means, and then he gave the game ball to his father. There was not a dry eye.
Hmm. I think it's only the third no-hitter in the College World Series history. Yep. 913-586-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KBZ. The news coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.